Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are also learning in the shul this week in honor of the memory of Simcha ben Avram and in appreciation from the Kraus family to the entire shul. The Mishnah we will learn today is in Masechta Machshir, and we are in Perek Gimel Mishnayos Dalet and Hey HaMerabit Tzis Beso V'Nasam Bo Chitin V'Tanano. What happens if a person, in the olden days in the Mishnah, he sprinkled, the floors were made out of dirt, and the way that you used to settle the dust was you poured water there. So let's say I poured water on the floor of my dirt floor home, and then I put my wheat there, and the wheat becomes moist in the process. So machmas amayim, if my wheat becomes moistened because of the water, that's bechiyutan, that's going to be considered bechiyutan. Machmas asela, but if it's due to bedrock, in other words, there's a natural dampness of the bedrock, and that gets onto the wheat, sa'inam b'chiyutan, that's not called chiyutan, because that moisture doesn't come from water. That's like perspiration from a house. Hamachabi says, ksuso ba'areva, what happens if I'm washing my clothing in a basin? And after I wash the clothing in this earthenware basin, I empty out the water, and I leave the wheat in the basin. Then I look at the wheat, and oh my gosh, it is now wet. V'tananu, they are now moistened. So, im machmas amayim, if it's because of the water, that there was leftover water in the basin, so that's b'chiyutan. But, says the Mishnah, machmas atzman einam b'chiyutan. If it's just the natural moistness that was drawn out from the wheat itself, that's not going to be chiyutan. Hametanein b'chol, says the Mishnah. Let's say I store produce in the sand so that the sand's dampness will moisten the produce. Sarei ze b'chiyutan. Since I put it in there, all sand contains water, and that's the source of the sand's dampness. And so in such a situation, that's called chiyutan. Right? There was a certain story of the people in Machos who used to do this. If that's what you used to do, you never made flour betara. It was always mokshala kabel toma, because this process is a process that involves a difficulty. What happens if a person moistens produce in dried mud? There's moisture inside, but there's the surface level is dry. So Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, in such a situation, if there is a liquid enough to moisten, that's called chiyutan. It's not really as dry as you think. If not, it's not going to be considered bechiyutan. Hamarabi says, grano. What happens if a person sprinkles his silo with water? He's mopping the floor in there. He doesn't have to work backwards to think he put wheat there, and then he and they got moistened in the process, right? Says the Mishnah, one second. The Mishnah continues, Hamalaki dasabim kishat alaleim. What if a person wants to store his produce? In the Mishnah times, that used to be done in grass. And why was that? Because the natural moisture of the grass moistened the produce and kept it fresh. But that produce... That moisture is not one of the Zion Mashkim, it's not one of the seven liquids, so the grass is not going to become making this thing into Mokshad L'Kabel Toma. Over here, though, he gathers it too early, and since he gathers it early, the dew is still on them. Dew is one of the seven liquids, right? So Einam B'Chiyutan, still notwithstanding, it's not considered Chiyutan, since the person had no interest in the tal, he didn't want the dew. He wanted the coldness of the grass. But if he wanted the dew, it is going to be considered chiyutan. What if I transport wheat to grind? As I'm transporting them, it's raining, so it gets onto the wheat. So if he's happy, because now it's going to be plump, and that's going to make more better quality flour. So then that's called chiyutan. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't get that. Yev shalosmach, shalolosmach. It's impossible for a person not to be happy in that situation. Everyone's happy when wheat becomes wet, when he intends to grind it. But moksha l'kabel tuma can't be based on just what I like. Ella im amad. The only question is, did I stop? If I stopped, then I did something that pushed the wheat forward. And doing that under those circumstances would be a process of machshav lekabel tuma. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful day and a terrific Shabbos.